says, Miyoim Hashmini Bahala Yerotza. That from the eighth day onwards you could bring us a carbon. So the Deek is Miyoim Hashmini in, Mikor Aloy. And Lava Bo Machlawa say is Asay. It's called an Asay. So therefore, Mechusa Zman is not included in the Lava of Lo Yerotza, but here clearly it's only an Isra Asay. Because it's only an Isra Asay, that's why you don't get Malkus. So it's good why the Mishnah doesn't say it. So it could be the Mishnah would say other Lavin. Because the Maisa for Mechusa Zman, there's no Malkus. Right, yeah, we'll stop here. You're holding off Pei Aleph, you're Min Aleph on top. Can lift more teretz was that the reason why there's no love of Mechusa Zman was because Nitzku Liyesei, Tera made it into an essay, not a love. My time at Yom HaKroa, Miyom HaShemini V'Holo Yerotza. You need to say, Miyom HaShemini in. You can only bring a korban, an animal for korban, when it's 8 days old. But Mikorale, before that. So therefore, to the love of Bo Mechala say, is an essay, it's only an Yisra essay. Therefore, you don't get Malkus for shechting this animal or Kodim's man. Therefore, in the gate to us, the case with the Isra of Isra of Yesbunoi, so the kid is called Mechusa's man, still there's no love, because Mechusa's man is only an Isra Asay. So, that's the question, is that true? That's what the post is coming for. For me, boy, you lay, we need this possibly could Rebbe Avturiki. Rebbe Avturiki, Rami Avturiki, he asked a theory like this, he threw a question like this. See if one post says, that the 7 days the animal has to be by its mother, meaning it's not fit to be a korban. As soon as it comes the night going into the eighth day, it's already fit to become a korban. And then the pasuk says, another pasuk says, that no, the korban is only fit the eighth day. Only from the eighth day onwards. But Lavaloi, when it comes that night, Mashman's not fit yet, so who does do in the Psukim? So he answers, okay, so how does the Psukim come out? It's like this, Laila l'kedusha, enachnami, the night of the seventh day, going into the eighth day, the korban, the animal's ready fit to make kedusha. He let it be maktashit. Rashi says, l'kedusha means muta l'kadsha mishrashecha. V'yeinu oive mishum ba'al taklish psulim. Like this, before the eighth and the seventh night, it's also to be maktashit, to be maktash psulim. But once it passed by 7 days, to going into the eighth night, that's already mutter to make kedusha on it, to be maktashit. But yoyim lahatso, when can you first bring it for the actual korban, do the avoid, do the shchita, that's only be yoyim. So that's the way he dashes his prospects. So you see, yoyim hashmin v'holi yirotza, we need for something else to teach us that yirotza means to say that on the eighth day, that's when you first worry to bring the korban. Even though you can be maktashit the night before, but he can't bring it till the next day. So Moses the Nechadami, Morin says, I'll tell you, Ksiv Kruachrina, there's another postik here. It says, Chain Tase L'Shorcho Tzoncho. It says, Meshdu Tzoncho L'Tzoncho. So if it comes to each of this postik, we learn now to say what? There's only an Yisra Asay and not a Lav. So, Mechus Zman, you don't get Malkus for it, it's not a Lav, it's only an Yisra Asay. Omer Rav Hamnuna, that Oymer Hoyer Rabbi Shimon, if Shimon just say like this, Rabbi Nuna said, over the name of Shimon, that Ain Oysa V'yespenoi Neiv B'Kotchim, that by Korban, by Kotchim, you don't have the Yisra of Oysa V'yespenoi, there's no love of Oysa V'yespenoi B'Kotchim. My time, what's the reason? We dashing before the Psukim Mashma, there is an Yisra Oysa V'yespenoi B'Kotchim. So why do you say the name of Rabbi Shimon not like that? My time, the Morian says, Kivun Yom Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon Shita is, that Shita Shaina Ruya. Anytime the shchita itself does not create a heter, does not let you eat from the animal, that's not called a shchita, even though you do it to call hilchasel. As long as it's not matter, it's not called a shchita. If so, shchita's kotchenami, shchita shena ruihi. I'll tell you, when you shech the korban also, the shchita itself is considered a shchita shena ruia, because right after the shchita, you're still not allowed to eat it, you have to wait till you make a zrika. Therefore, the shchit itself is always considered a shchit to shena ruya. Therefore, there's no issa oisav yes benoi by kachim. It's not called a shchit. So, most of this is true. Most of Rav asked the question. It says oisav yes benoi, the case you have the mother and the son. So, kachim achut, let's say both of them are kachim, and you're shechting them both outside. So, that's clearly Rabbi Shimon says that sheni beloisase, the second one you're over loisase, the second one is alav. Rashi says Sheni Blois is saying is the Shchut Echutz. Here over here is the Shchut Echutz. We have for Pi Sheni, even though there's no chorus, but the boy because the love miskabel is not miskabel with Nimhu, because since he shechted the mother, the kid is not ready to be brought today, so it's not called miskabel with Nim. But that's some Shem and Shita for the Yisra Shchut Echutz. As long as tomorrow it would be fit, so today you over love. Yeah, then in Zvochim. Even though there's no chiyuv chorus in this case, the love there would be. That's some Shem and Shita. That the Sheni, when you shech the second kid, Bachutz, you're over love. Why? Sure, Rabbi Shimon used to say that kol haroy yelov v'liyachas man. Even though you can't bring the animal today for korban, but as long as it could be brought tomorrow, haroy yelov say, you have an isaras, you have an isalav, not to shech the Bachutz. But the aim of chorus. Chorus does not. Chorus is only if the animal is fit right now today to bring it on the Mizbeach, and you shech it out far, then you have chorus. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Chom Shita is not the Chom Moim, they say, Kol She'ein by Chorus, anytime the animal is not fit to be brought today. So you're not Chayiv Chorus, it's not Chosel Pnim, so you're Shechted outside, you're not Chayiv Chorus. They hold, Ein Eblis, there's no love either. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Shita is. Now, the Kashtam, we have a question on this. Kol Shim Bachutz, She'ein Eblis, I say, what are you saying, Shecht when you Shecht the second one outside? You're over love. Why? Because only a lab, because it's not fit to be brought today. Question is, why not? Kamo mikta koto. Let's see. When you shechted the mother today, it was kotshe machutz. So kotshe machutz is also teat. It is an isra achila on it. So according to Rav Shimon, the chur is called a shechita sheneru. It's not called a good shechita. And if so, it's still looks like he killed the animal. If so, sheni, the kid now, is fit to be brought inside. There's no isra oisa v'yas benai. You didn't like shech the mother. The shechit on the mother was done bachutz, a korban bachutz. It's not matur bachila, so it's not called a shechita. So the kid should be fit to be brought today inside for a korban. So if you shech it outside, then what's the question? Who be korus ma'amin chayiv? You should also be chayiv korus. So why is the Bishimit says it's only allowed? There should be a chayiv korus also. And on this, V'yomer Rav, Rav says, V'yamrulon, some say, Kedi, Stamat Achokim said, that chasur mechsenechnaim, something is missing over here. And Vrochi Ketani, this is the way it should be learned, Vrochi Ketani, that Kodshim Shnei Machutz, when you shech both the mother and the kid, they're both a korban, you shech them outside, so Lu Rabbanon, Rishonayin is Chorus. The first one was Chozel Pnim, so you shech it outside, you have Chorus, Sheni Posel, Upotter, the second one though is still called the korban Bachutz, so it's Posel, but you put it not over any Lav, no Chorus, because it's not fit to be brought to Pnim. Since this is the Yisra Yisav Yis B'nai, according to Chachomim, even though the mother is a Shechita Shein Ruya, so what? According to Chachomim, it's called the Shechita. Therefore, the kid is not fit to be brought today, so it's not fit to be brought inside. Therefore, when you shecht it outside, there's no love, there's no Chiyuv Karas. Yes, it's all about the Sheini is Posel, the Potter, Milav the Shechut Echutz. There's no love on Shechut Echutz on the second one. For the lava shchut echutz is no issa shchut echutz because it's not chozel epinim. Now the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, though shneiim ein shem chorus. According to Rabbi Shimon, though both of them you get an anushim chorus, the chiyuv chorus. Why? Because since the first shchita was done outside, it's a shchita sheneruya. So the kid is still fit to be brought inside. When you shecht it outside, you have chorus. That's good. That's Rabbi Shimon shchita. What's going to be though echod bachutz vecha bepinim? That's the first you shechted the mother outside. The korban outside, then the kid yishecht inside. So li rabban, according to rabban and shita, rishon and his chorus. The first one would have been fit to be brought inside. Now when you bring it outside, you have chorus. Sheni is posel, because even though you bring it inside, but it's a mechusas man. It's not fit to be brought today. Upoto yipoto. But Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, a sheni kosher. The second one is kosher. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no issa issev espinoy on it. So you shech the second one inside, it's kosher. What's going to be the opposite? It's echa b'fnim. First you shech the first, the mother inside. V'yecha b'chutz, second one was outside. So li rabbon, according to rabbonon, rishin is kosher of ado potter, very good, the first one. Sheini posel potter, the second one though, is taka posel, because you shech the outside, it's posel. But you put there for Yisra Shchut Echutz because it wasn't Chozel Pnim. Since the kid was Nisai Sevias B'noi on it, it wasn't fit to be brought inside. So therefore, not you shechted outside, you put there. The Rebbe Shimon, Sheni b'loisasei. According to Shimon, the second one is only loisasei. Because true, it has nisur oisavias b'nayonet. It's not fit today. But I call upon him tomorrow, though, it will be fit. So therefore, there's a lav. But the question is why? V'yi sagadai, if you tell me a thing. V'yi sagadai toch. Ein oisavias b'nayonet b'kochim. So in this last case, it's a kasha. Then sheni amai b'loisasei. The second one, the kid, why is it loisasei? What happened? He shechted the mother inside. So that if you tell me by Shechitas Kochim it's called the Shechita Ruya, because it's fit, of course you can make a Zerika and eat from it. Says so, when you shech the kid, there should be this voice of Yespanoi on it. Says so, is it possible? So the question is saying, yeah, my was only voice of saying, for Suloi, why not Koros Namlecha? Should we have Koros also? And if you tell me, according to Shimon, there's no issa oisa v'yespanoi by Shechitas Kochim, see, when you shechted the mother first, since it was a korban, there's no issa oisa v'yespanoi. So when you go to shech the kid really was fit to be brought inside today. So why is it that when you shechted outside, you're only over lav, there should be a chiyuv koros? Elamai, you have to say no, since you made a shechita on the mother today, so the kid is not fit to be brought. So you see, there is an issa oisa v'yespanoi by Kochim, even according to Shimon. That's why it's not fit to be brought today, so it's only over lav, not a chiyuv koros. Smorus is true. Ela rather, Omar Rav Rosa says like this. Hochi kamer Rav Hamnun. This is what Rav Hamnun means to say. That ein malkus oisav yes b'nei noeg b'kotchim. Avada nisar it's there, but you don't get malkus for it. There's no malkus for shechting kotchim oisav yes b'nei, you shech the mother. Then you shech the kid today by karbonis, there's no isa malkus. And the question is why not? Because kivon the kamad lezor dam. When you shech the kid, calls the man, you don't make the zrika sadam on it, le mishtar yibosa. The meat is not mutter, so not really called the shchita ruya. So meyidna the kosh shochet have yasra sofik. At the time when you're shechting the kid now, we warn you and say, don't make a shchita. Now, by making the shchita itself is not vadi, you'll be over in Issa yet. Because if you don't make the zrika sadam, so then the shchita was not matarit vachila, it's not called the shchita. So by kochim, it's always considered hasra sofik. And vasra sofik leishem hasra. Therefore, that's why you don't get malchus. Avad, it's also to do it. Because when you shechted the mother, since you also made a zrika sadam on the mother, so the mother was mutter bachila. So it's called you made a shechita on the mother. Now type it as an issa to make a shechita on the kid today. When you make the shechita, when we warn you, it's not asura vadai. Because even though you're making a shechita, but maybe you won't make a zrika, you won't make a complete issa. So if it's still asura sofik, that's why malchus you won't have. Yeah. The Mor says, in v'yoz the rabba time, rabba goes according to his own time. The yama rabba says, he chulin ubna shlomim. What's going to be if the mother was a behemoth chulin and his kid was a korban shlomim? Now shochat chulin. Let's say first you shechted the mother, a good shechita. V'yachakach shochat shlomim, and then you shechted the shlomim potter. Still you potter from malchus. Why? Either nisoisiv espanoi, the mother shechita for sure was good. Elamai, that's the reason here, that since the kid is a kochim, it's a sofik hasra. We don't know for sure you're doing the isra until you first make this rikas adam. So b'shan shchit, it's asura sofik, we can't give you malchus. What about the opposite way? Let's say shlomim. First you shechted the kid, the korban shlomim. V'yecha kachun, then you shecht the mother, chayiv, and then you chayiv taka. Because by the time you got to shecht the mother, now it's asura vadai. And you first shechted the korban, you made this rika. So that was called a good shchita. Now you want to shecht the kid, so it's a chulin, it's a vadi yisra. See, it's called asura vadai, you get malchus. That's why Rav Lez Chant Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, the shechita by kochim is also called ruya. When you make the zrika sadam, by kol pon malchus, you won't get because it's a sofik hasro. Now, the yomer Rav Rosh says like this: what's going to be he chulin? Let's say the mother was a behemoth chulin, or benoila, and the kid was a korban oila. Now, loy mi bur, not only shachat chulin v'shech the mother first, v'yachakach shachat oila potter, the potter that you potter, and the reason is why? Because it's called asro sofik. Or here it's even better. It's not even called a surah sofik. It was called a matra pachila. But in this case, for sure, you pot, even by shlomi would be potter. Because it's called a surah sofik. Ella, but here, even more than that. Ella, ashfilu.